We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back. Your chance to win a grand is coming up here in a matter of moments, about 2 minutes, and then Mike Quick will join us immediately after that. You know, Tom Brady's an underdog this weekend at Kansas City for the first time in years. Because the last time the Patriots were underdogs, he wasn't playing because of the suspension, and Garoppolo was in there. So it's been literally years since Tom Brady has been an underdog, and it's not even, they're not even a big underdog in Kansas City.
Right.
And I do like him. I do. I like the Chiefs this weekend. Early kind of midweek pick, but I'm going Chiefs. I'm going Andy. I'm going Pat Mahomes.
I think everybody is. In this city, who the hell's riding with the Patriots?
Well, I'm just talking publicly. About. No, I'm just talking about from a pure pick standpoint.
Oh, well, I mean, now I'm just rooting. I don't even care about a pure pick standpoint. Well, I'm rooting for Andy Reid.
I have both, but I like them pick wise, and I like them. Well, obviously, I'm rooting for the Chiefs, but I think the Chiefs are going to be in the Super Bowl this year. I do. I think they get it done. That home field advantage.
They're going to win it.
It's going to be cold.
They're going to win the Super Bowl.
They are.
Yes. What the hell's the purpose of going if he's not going to win it? Go win it.
Okay.
Go win it with young Pat Mahomes. I don't want to see the Saints win it. Certainly don't want to see the Rams win it. And nobody wants to see the Patriots win it.
No, definitely not.
You got to be rooting for Andy Reid, man. It's the big lovable Kool-Aid man. Out there in all his red.
I don't know if everybody agrees with that, but.
There's always some people that's going to be miserable. I can't do anything about that.
No, you can't.
Even when you get a Super Bowl ring, you still can't be happy for someone else. I can't do anything about that.
We'll talk about it coming up. Probably tomorrow. All right,
Big games this weekend.
Big games this weekend. Yeah. Two good games.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. All right, let's give people a chance to win, and then we'll talk to Mike Quick. Your chance to win $1,000 is right now. Here's what you do, Ike. Mm-hmm. You can't do this, but everybody else should. Text the word avocado to 72881. Text avocado to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. Avocado to 72881. Good luck. Next chance to win with us coming up at 4 o'clock. We do it every day at 3 and 4 o'clock on the Marks and Reese Show. All right, let's bring him on right now. Our ace joins us, the great Mike Quick. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, man?
What up, Q?
Well,
what's going on, man? Hey, I'm going to miss you guys, man.
I know, right? It almost came to the facility yesterday, man, for no reason, yesterday morning.
Yeah, you know what? I thought about that. Like, man, I got up early as usual, and I have nowhere to go.
Well, that's what Howard did on Monday.
Yeah, he came to Chickens and Pizza.
Yeah, we didn't have the players show, and I said, like, you know, Howard's going to show up here anyway. He's got nothing else to do, and he did. He showed right up.
Oh God!
After he had a tearful farewell to you guys, I heard it live. I was driving home, and I'm like, Howard, he was breaking up. He's like, well, yeah. you know,
that moved you, Mike. I know you were moved by that.
Oh yeah, so, I was moved.
Well, listen, Mike, we've already. It's Wednesday, and we've kind of already moved on from that. From that loss, a lot of people more or less being like, you know what, it was still a good season. And I do think it was still a good season, but give us your takeaway of the game. It was, you know, home field after you win the Super Bowl, it's tough to look at home field and be like, well, man, that's really tough. But home field played a pretty big part in the game on Sunday. Do you agree with that?
Dude, it's so big to have home field, especially when you get to the playoffs. Look at all the other games around the league.
Yeah, they all won.
Big advantage playing at home. That's why it was so important that this team got the home field last year, and it makes such a difference. And just, you know, I'm just traveling on the road to do the games as we do. But even I was tired. Mm. And just to think about these guys, all the work that they have to put in and the way they exhaust themselves during the game, I think having to travel in the playoff, I think it really takes a lot out of you. Especially if it's every week.
Yeah.
And yeah, Mike, you guys, the way the schedule played itself out coming down the stretch, there were just so many more road games than there were home games. So the guys have been on the road for like six out of the last 7 weeks, five out of the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, so I really believe that that does eventually take a toll on your body.
Yeah, and that was a tough game against the Bears on the road where they literally had to scratch and claw every game. They didn't get where they could coast in the second half, and I'm thinking about the defense.
Nope.
77 plays against the defense. They were just out of gas at the end of that game, and it's amazing they were able to do what they did against the Saints.
And the amazing thing is they were still very close to pulling this thing off. And, you know, when they missed that field goal, that last field goal that they tried, I'm thinking, okay, here we go.
Here we go again,
we're
right?
Go down the score, yeah.
Yeah, I think we all were.
But I like a lot of people, and I'm sure I haven't listened a lot today, but a lot of people are so pleased, so proud of this team, and that's what they're expressing. And I can appreciate that because I am that way.
Yeah, I think we all have learned something, Q, that we didn't know prior to. Defending a Super Bowl title is not easy, and when you are the ones that's being hunted, you're the team that's circled on everyone's schedule. You're the big game that comes to town that week. There's a lot that comes with that, and if nothing else, I think, Doug, the organization will be better equipped the next time this happens to have a better, I think, a better understanding of how you handled the offseason to get ready when the season begins.
Ike, that's one of the best points that I've heard made since all of this has happened. Mm-hmm. The fact that they had a chance now to go through this whole process of winning a Super Bowl, coming out of that Super Bowl, and going into a season of unknown, of a territory where you've never experienced. You know, this is a terrain they never knew anything about. So Doug understands it better. All the people in personnel, they understand it better. The coaching staff, they understand like what this is all about now. Teams like New England, who've been there several times, they know what it's about. They know how to prepare the next year. They know kind of what to face. Now this team has a better understanding. You're so right, and I think they're going to be that much better the next time, because I do believe that there will be a next time that we will have this experience.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey Mike, let me ask you this, because we like, you just talked about it. You don't know what you don't know. The Eagles didn't know what it was like coming off a Super Bowl victory into the next season. They just, now they know what it's like. Howie Roseman, this is going to be an interesting offseason, because not only does he have some cap things he has to deal with, he also has franchise-type players in Jason Peters and Brandon Graham and some young players. He's got some big business decisions that he has to make. And every offseason, there's tough decisions to make. But in particular, coming off a Super Bowl team, he's got some tough decisions to make. You think that the 2019 for the organization is a season where they treat it like it's another go-for-it with the Super Bowl year? Or is this one of these years where you're still going to win the Super Bowl, but there's going to have to be some tough decisions made?
I think you make tough decisions, but I think the focus, you're always interested in trying to win the Super Bowl. That's what the all season, in my mind, is going to be about. See, when you don't have a quarterback, then it's building around to it's trying to get a quarterback. But now you have a quarterback, so it's just building around, making sure that he has the best support that you can give him, and that's on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, in my mind, the Eagles have a franchise quarterback, a quarterback capable of getting them into the postseason. So you have to, every time that you're in that position, yeah, I think you go for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you brought up the quarterback position. I don't know if you noticed. That's a little bit of a hot topic around the city, right, pertaining to that position.
Yeah, probably so.
I guess a two-part question. Hey, just your thoughts on – it looks like Nick is going to move on, and he may have an opportunity to be with another team if that's the case. Just your thoughts on him, his career being here as an Eagle. And then your thoughts on Carson Wentz. Mike, a lot of people forget what Carson looked like when he's healthy, when he's playing at his best. Just your thoughts on him sort of getting back to that form next year.
Well, first on Nick, it's the ugly part of the business that he will end up moving on, I believe. But, man, what a great young man that represented the city as well as you could ask someone to represent the city. Bought us our first Super Bowl. I can't say enough good things about Nick Foles. I just like the guy that much. Even if he's never thrown a touchdown, just being around him and getting to know him, I just like the guy that much. And in terms of Carson, I understand why Howie moves. I understand why Doug repeats over and over that he's a starting quarterback. He's the franchise, and he's the future of this organization. Because when you see him play the way he can play, it's hard to find much better than what he can do. What he can give you, his the way he approaches the game, his intellect of the game, the way he can play the game, there's so many qualities that you want in Carson Wentz. When you have a quarterback that brings you all that he brings you, all you want to do is support him and try and, you know, get the best, as I said, the best people around him, because he gives you a chance. It's as simple as that. Carson gives you a chance.
Yeah,
he does for a long time. And as much as we want to try to bring Nick Foles back, and he wants to be a starter somewhere, he's been very clear about that. But the other part of it is, it would be, I believe, Mike, too much of a distraction. And even though it's worked out well for the Eagles with having Nick, obviously, you get to a point where it's like, okay, Carson's got to be the guy. You can't have this back and forth with the fan base. And it just seems like it's the perfect time for everybody to kind of move on at this point.
If they had to work it out, the two of them, they're such good men, I figured that they would figure out a way to work it out. But I agree with you. I think it's time for Nick to move on, because I think Nick could be in a situation where he is considered the lead guy, where here he's going to always be considered as the backup guy. So I think it's best for him and for everybody involved if Nick finds a better situation for himself next season.
Well, and we'll be watching and rooting for him as long as it's not with the Giants or the Redskins, Mike, right? That's for sure.
True.
Hey, Mike, listen, you've been joining us here for I don't know how many months, four or five mm-hmm. months here every week, and we appreciate it. It's an honor to have you on, and we look forward to doing
how
it again.
Do I say goodbye?
Hey, man.
We have.
The next time I see you, dude. The next time I see you.
40, Mike.
Yeah, the next time I see you, we'll be riding bikes, won't we?
Oh, yeah.
Autism Challenge thing?
Yeah, we're going to be involved in the Autism Challenge because Ike is like the captain of the alumni. So
Ike barely can ride a bike, though. That's the problem, Mike.
No, I was one of the few who actually did it. Since Q didn't do he didn't actually do the bike race.
Wait a minute. I was there.
He smiled. Took pictures, and then you rode in the rain.
I did. Yeah.
But Captain Ike is going to get us all out, and we're going to all support the Autism Challenge ride. And
of course,
should be a lot of fun. That's May 18th. So,
mm-hmm. All right, Mike.
Everybody, get your bike gear on, and let's raise some money for autism.
That's what I'm talking about, Mike. Appreciate it.
Answer my text messages, man.
You got it.
Yeah,
there he is. Thanks,
right.
Mike.
Take care. Thank
you. You're great, Mike. He's not a text message answerer.
It depends on what you're texting him about.
Oh, he's selective.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he's one of the selective guys, huh? I don't like the selective guys.
Q's a busy man.
Yeah, you know. I can see that.
Interrupting his day.
No. So
he can't get on the golf course. He's probably headed down to North Carolina, him.
Yeah, he'll find a golf course to go to.
Yeah, he's heading south somewhere, yeah.
All right, we'll come back and we'll get back into this. 888-729-9494. Can I also talk to a dermatologist today, Ike? I'm concerned about what's going on with Carson's neck.
What?
Because I'm told it's back knee. It's not neck knee. It's back knee.
Not Travis Connect knee?
No.
No? Back knee?
No, not Travis Connect knee. Neck knee or back knee. You know what I'm talking about. There were the... Oh, I didn't notice it live, but Twitter takes care of everything else. There's the pictures. He's got bad acne on his neck, and people are saying his back. Man, he needs some penicillin or something, Ike.
I told you what that stuff looked like to me, man. You saw the movie Stand By Me.
Listen, he either needs some proactive or some
lesions
penicillin.
On his neck, something going on.
888-729-9494. Seriously, if somebody's had that before, I want to know what he needs.
Look, I haven't seen
I'm worried.
I haven't seen anything like that since I got that fake jewelry in high school. You know what I mean? When Run DMC, you had the big gold ropes.
And it was
that stuff turned green after you wear it and you sweat it out at a party.
It's gold for 10 days.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, you look like that. Looked like
type of rashes on your neck from that stuff.
Fry an egg on that, man. That it looked like you hurt.
It did. It does look like
yeah,
it hurts.
Man.
Yes.
888-729.
We're laughing about it. It could be painful.
Yeah. painful. I guarantee it's painful.
It looks painful.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.